Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 23, 2021. Life is a game. Question: in childhood, playing is the most normal state of growth. And we help children with this. We give them construction kits, puzzles, and suggest all kinds of games. The children play and develop. Then games slowly disappear from life. I wanted to ask you, what about adults? Should we have games in our lives? Answer: we must continue to play throughout our lives. If a person does not play, he does not grow, even at 30, at 40, at 50. Comment: but I have grown up, I am already an adult. I acquired knowledge, a profession. My response: so, this is also a game because you are playing someone else, who you want to be. And when a person stops playing, he simply serves his body. He starts to turn back from the level of man to the level of an animal. And this is where a person's life ends. For some years he will still live in the form of an animal serving his body. And that is all. Question: why do people think that playing is a child's thing? When a person says that he is playing, he is talking about something invented. Answer: of course, an invention. I make it up. What does it mean to dare? It is playing something bigger, greater. All of this is aspiration, impulses. Like children, at whatever they play, they want to get better. Our game should be natural as well, but we have lost it. In adolescence, a person is already given everything, does not require anything, and he stops playing. Question: so this is the basis of all depressions, drugs, and so on? People stop playing? Answer: life does not force one to play. Question: should life force you to play? Answer: what is our life? A game. Just a different one. I really check myself and evaluate: is there any desire in me to stand still? I would like at the last minute to aspire, pump. And that is all. It is all good. Question: in this year of the pandemic, is the game a way out of the state humanity is in now? It is at a dead end, in reflection. Answer: of course. We must play the state that we wish to achieve. As Cosmo Rutkoff said, if you want to be happy, be so. This is very true. Question: what game should we play now? Now, in this foggy time? Answer: we must play at friendship and love. What else is there in a person? When this disappears, life no longer has taste. Question: so this is the main game? All the time? Answer: of course. Flirting with life. Question: and when you say friendship and love, is it to one another, to someone close, distant, to the world? You put everything there? Answer: of course, that is all. There should be movement. Question: but if this is a game and I internally understand that I do not treat another that way? Answer: it doesn't matter. Even if I do it on purpose, I may not initially treat him that way, and then I create. Question: I create this game world, I do not treat him that way. But I want to love him all the time, I want to be friends with him. And then this world appears at this level. Am I entering it? Does it happen? Answer: what you want to happen will happen. Question: is our main game the game of friendship and love? Answer: yes. Let's not call it friendship and love. It is too childish. Only good connections between us, mutual assistance, feeling the need for good relations can lead us to a new world. Otherwise, there is nothing. The new world is a new society where I will increasingly feel that my physical and mental health depends on everyone around me and theirs on mine. And we are constantly so much included in each other that it is impossible to tear one apart from the other. I must realize that there is such a law of nature, a very strict law, that my attitude toward others determines their attitude toward me. This is so strange for us. But if we really try, Then of course, we will gradually see that the world depends only on our attitude toward it and it will change for the better. That is, you design your world. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leightman, January 4, 2021. How to perceive the 10. Question: I keep thinking about how can I find the more comfortable 10, a more charismatic one. I am not happy with what I have now. Such thoughts come when we have a workshop and my friends do not inspire me. What should I do at this moment? Answer: I am sorry to hear such things, this is very sad. We should perceive the 10 as a divine phenomenon of the structure of a complete, ideal universe. The fact that it seems to me that this one has crooked ears, that one has a crooked nose, this one is cross-eyed, that one is asleep, this one needs his ick tested, and so on, means that this is not a 10, not if I see my friends in this way. I mean, it might be a 10, but I am not in it. It would be better if I leave it. Question: does it depend on a person, on the root of one's soul? Or does he just see everything in this way, as black? Answer: he can see it in this way. But, on the other hand, he must gradually bend himself, even in a physical way. Let us say that you are now among the 9 friends, and you are the 10th one, then lower your head below your knees and sit like a horse that lowers its head. Now try to do it, not physically, but internally. Try to accept that everything that is in you is terrible, ugly, and everything that is in them is perfect. From CapTV's Teacher, Student, February 7, 2019. Michael Leightman, on Quora: why do we cry? Crying comes from agreeing that we are out of energy, that our fate is not in our hands, that there is a superior something in our lives, which we can do nothing about, and also that we ultimately have no idea about what is going on in our lives. We cry as a result of feeling weak and helpless. By doing so, we also yield to the upper force, a greater force of nature that exists in reality. In our corporeal reality, crying is our way of expressing ourselves when we want what is out of our reach, or when we feel a certain kind of compassion for other people, that is, picturing ourselves in other people's shoes and becoming afraid of the same negative occurrences happening to us. In spirituality, crying is the expression of passive participation in our spiritual correction, that is, the transformation of our egoistic intention to receive into an intention to love and bestow. That is, crying is a sign that we, as a spiritual part soul or soul, are spiritually weak, in the state called catnut, spiritual smallness or spiritual infancy, which is a small spiritual state where we have a tiny intention to bestow above our inborn desire to receive. In other words, in such a state, our intention is strong enough to protect us from egoistically receiving for self-benefit alone, but it does not yet let us work directly with our ego in order to love and bestow. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leightman. A dream is a premonition of the next step today, prophecy has ceased and imitation has ceased, and people use nothing but dreams. The Book of Zohar: dream in the spiritual means a state when a person is at a certain stage that he clearly feels and comprehends. Let's say we are now in the studio where our program is being recorded. And then I want to rise above this level to feel more, to know more, to reveal more, to see the connections between all the elements of creation, and to rise above my animal so as to feel the world outside myself. This effort, when I wish to disconnect myself from my present state and ascend to the future, is called a dream, since I disconnect a little from this reality. I want to replace it with the next one, with a higher one. But until I have grasped it, until I really contain it in myself, but only aspire to it, I find myself, as it were, between two stages. Question: has the word dream has lost its true content in the material world? Answer: In Kabbalah it has a completely different meaning. A dream is a premonition of a future step when you prepare for it. From Kab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 5. How do you know someone is your student? Question: how do you recognize a student? How do you feel that this is your student? Answer: first, anyone who wants to come to me, they can. Everyone is also connected to us through the internet. And then there is natural selection. Those who endure daily serious studies, with dozens of exercises, with friends meetings, with attending congresses, then they are counted as my students. Question: does a certain internal charge take shape in a person if he is to go through this path? Answer: the root of the soul. Question: and you are absolutely calm about the people who could not fulfill all these conditions? Answer: it is all a matter of time. If not in this life, then in the next. From Kab TV's Teacher Student, July 2, 2019. A small loop on the way to the source of life. Question: most people in childhood ask questions like, who am I? Why me? What is around me? But they do not find answers and forget about them. However, after a while, these questions come back to them with greater force. Then a person begins to search without knowing what he is searching for. He goes through a lot of information on the internet. But no matter how much he reads, any information leaves him even more hungry. What is he looking for? Answer: basically, we are always attracted to one thing only, to the source of life. This is where we came from and where we must return. There is a small loop on this path that we took, this world. We came to this world and must soon leave it. This is why we are interested in where we came from and where we are going. We do not see much joy in this world. Therefore, there is an even bigger question: what was before it and what is after? Man is searching, and if he is lucky, and many people are lucky in our time, he finds the wisdom of Kabbalah. From Kab TV's Teacher Student, July 2, 2019. Any freedom is relative. Question: it is good when there is freedom of speech in the nation. We live in a country where I can write whatever I want. Before, I lived in another country, in a time when one could be imprisoned for these things. So, is freedom of speech a good thing or a bad thing? Answer: all freedom is relative. It must clearly correspond to the development of society. Upbringing, restriction, everything that exists, must come to a system in which a person would feel, on one hand, comfortable, on the other hand, free, and on the third, safe. These are all contradictory conditions. In general, the network that needs to be created in society must be very flexible. But this remains a problem to this day. We see that all societies are fighting for pluralism, for supposed freedom of opinion, for his opinion to dominate, and so on. That is, freedom, in general, implies a constant struggle. From Kab TV's Spiritual States, April 29, 2019.